It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's Best Deal Ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple?
Don't ruin it.
Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk. Breathe. Rechalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, the girls thought they were alone in the basement room where a young man had disappeared nearly a century earlier. Then they reviewed the recording and discovered something had been listening the entire time.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your Real Ghost Story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown, and quite possibly, the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
I like a good creepy basement. I do thoroughly like a good creepy basement.
You do really like them?
Yeah, I genuinely do like them. I think they're fun. I think they're places of happy memories. And no, I don't know. I
find a lot of basements to be creepy. Like your basement in your house, Tony, not creepy.
Well, because it's like another part of the house. It's not like a normal basement.
Yeah. But it's those basements that it's just, you walk down in them and you just, each step, it's like there's a sense of dread.
Yes.
And they're frequently moldy on top of that. It's like there's a smell.
I'm trying to grab a picture here. I know Todd has seen this. I didn't send it to you, but I don't know why I just didn't. I got a little area over here that we're working on setting up for more filming stuff. And so I'm trying to make it feel like a 1970s, 80s basement. I have paneling up. I put a new flooring and it's like the rock shit. And so, I mean, it totally feels, they got some other things I'm going to work on with it. But anyway, we're getting that stuff. I got a neon sign that says Hidden Killers on it. And that's up. Anyway. The sump pump, grinder pump went out the other day. And so I had to get that replaced. And my closet right behind the studio here, it's like underneath the stairs and there's storage. It's where I store my skeletons, literally, for Halloween. It's literally skeletons in my closet. Yes. So I had to move all that out of there because they had to get in there. So I set them, just put them on the couch. So I had a whole scene set up of the skeletons on the couch, just all comfortable, enjoying a grand old time. And kind of see that there. Yeah. And there's the cat and the dog.
These aren't little skeletons. These are
they're full sized. They're full sized skeletons for Halloween that you'd like put up in your yard or something. There's Harper's
dogs.
Harper's playing a video game, and the dogs are there, and there's just skeletons sitting there, and the people came down to work on it, and they're just.
What
like,
did they say? Did they say anything?
They're like, what do you do for a living? I said, I'm a dentist. No. No. I said, I do podcasts. I literally had skeletons in my closet. And I said, I just decided to set them out over here because that's where I
that's
store them.
Funny.
So, and then I laughed maniacally and stared at them. Yeah. So it was, several thousand dollars later, it doesn't smell like sewage anymore in the basement. So
God,
it's not, I mean, it really, it wasn't, it was start. It didn't break down, but there was starting to be like some whiffs and I was like, what's going on here? It was that company that, did, that for me, it was a profitable week for them, in this house because I had an HVAC system replaced whole thing. Then I also had the water heater, the flame thing on it, and it's a tankless like burst. And so I'm like, and it's in another storage area over here. I'm working in there one day. I'm like, why is there a black mark on the white panel, big metal panel over this thing? And I'm like, oh God, it's like burn. It's burn mark.
Oh.
And so I unplugged that thing and turned the gas off. And so that was another hefty purchase. And then and that was unexpected. the furnace and the, like, it was kind of expected. I've been doing like one a year. We have three of them in the house. And it's kind of like, okay, we're getting the other one's pretty good. It'll probably last another year.
But, so let me ask you this. Did they come in to do the HVAC system? And then you noticed, or did it happen?
You know, here's the funny part.
Because I'm wondering, is there a fourth piece that's going to fall apart because these guys are coming into your home and like you didn't know it, but they were working on the HVAC.
Are they sabotaging my home?
Yes,
is what you're
saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, if you want to get real conspiracy theory-ish, I had just signed up for the, and I'd been using this company for years. And yeah. And I'm joking if you're listening because they course. Know what I do.
Me too.
Kind of joking. but here's the fun part. I had just signed up for like the yearly club plan or whatever, where they give you like your furnace inspection and your, you know, all of that every year. It's just like, it's one price. It's about the price. It's like two for one almost. If you're going to get those things inspected every year when you should, and you pay for it in advance, then you're basically paying for the price of one. And then you get like a discount when your whole house breaks down. I signed up for that. When they were, and they did their inspection, and then the shit started going wrong.
So what other big system could go now that they would be able to take care of for you?
There's another HVAC that can go.
Okay. But nothing else. Like, I don't even know what there would be.
I think the water heater's been changed now. The plumbing system has been changed.
You have a garbage disposal? Do they do that?
Yeah, I do those though. I mean, I can switch that out myself.
You can do a garbage disposal?
I've done several.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
I guess I'm kind of surprised by that.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
I've always switched those out. I mean, at least for the last 15 years or so. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
I'm just surprised by that.
I'm handy too. Like I can do that sort of stuff. I know. I can build. I've remodeled a house. I've like built walls and drywalled and put doors up and windows and all that framed thing. Like I don't like doing that, but I can do that.
Did you happen to install the original tankless water heater and also the grinder?
No, I did not. Well, no, I did not. I thought, well, you know what could possibly go wrong? I'm just going to hook up this propane tank down here. And and that is a little sparkler to light it up every time. And it came with the house, and that was that. And honestly, the house is about like 12. So it's kind of the time where a lot of this shit starts to go.
Right.
For its first round. Like I had the roof done the other year too. So, yeah, I mean.
Isn't it funny when you own a house, like you hear things that aren't normal. Like if your toilet starts, like you hear your toilet running and you're like, well, that's not supposed to be running.
Yeah.
I mean, you pick up on that, or the faint whiff of, you know, sewer and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. It does.
Literally. And I replaced a fan in the shower in the bathroom the other day too. I did that one. It's just that time. Like shit's just like, it's like 12 years now. It's like, okay, the things that tend to go wrong around that time are going to start continuing to go wrong. So,
and the crew's like, I thought we sabotaged that fan. He didn't call us on that. What's going on with
the
garbage disposal? God damn it. He's handy.
Now he knows what can't he do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, there's more that could go wrong for sure, but, knock on fake wood and see what happens. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Or it could be. I mean, there's always the simple possibility that they were overlooking.
Ha, 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 ha!
Satan.
It's me. And Tony, no, don't worry. I'm not fucking with your sewer system. Although I did like that smell. That, I gotta say, you know, you normally have those Glade plugins or that shit from Bath & Body, you know, and it's like, oh, teak wood and almonds and driftwood and all that shit. Fuck that. I want to smell some shit. And you, my friend, you had it going on.
Thank you, Satan. I mean...
I like to hang then. I hang in the down. I hang on the down low. I'm in the lower levels of homes. You know that. I mean, come on. You feel my presence every now and then, don't you?
No, I mean, not really. I don't.
Come on, the Dark Lord. I'm right here. You gotta.
I don't. I'm not. I don't really. I mean, you know.
Oh, goddamn. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I don't want to offend anybody. But anyway.
He's probably looking at that podcast area you got set up over there with the skeletons, thinking he could probably do some damage over there.
Oh, yeah.
A little podcast of his own.
Yep. Satan live from the basement. Sacrificing cats. Talking about the dead.
Each Tuesday at 5. On Fox Nation.
Newsmax.
Newsmax. Where we like to play with contrast. Yeah. When I was on, last time I was on Newsmax, as they fucking did, it looked like I was fucking dead. It was, I was like, what are you doing? Why are we doing this? So I don't do that anymore.
So did they just turn up the light on you to make it like super bright or super dark?
It's the contrast.
Okay.
Are you looking at the settings, Todd, right now? Is that what you're looking at?
I was looking at my settings. I don't think I can.
Let me pop up this. Let me see if there's an easy way to do it.
But that's shitty. So you get on the show as a guest. They asked you to appear, and then they manipulate the video so you look like crap.
Like they probably did this to you, right?
Oh,
like,
look at Todd.
It was really intensely like dark. Like, Todd's is that doing anything is, to me?
Your eyes, you look like a fiend. You look like a burn victim.
Oh my God. Thanks.
Look at your eyes. They're just like.
Let's see if I can fix this now. Oh, now I'm black and white.
I like that one. That one looks good.
Now I messed up my settings.
Todd looks like he's glowing over there.
He looks a little radioactive.
It was like it would like bring out like any blemish, even slight God. In your skin. It was like that harsh shit. And
what's the reason to do that? Just to make you look like an idiot or like,
I wasn't even there to talk about anything political. I was talking about like some crime shit. I don't remember what the case was, but I mean, I don't know if they like, I'm assuming they look at like, you know, who they're interviewing maybe if they're going to, you know, I don't know. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is that? And I knew it wasn't my end. So I just thought it was shitty, but anyway, let's go. And by the way, in just a few moments, we have a wonderful musical selection from the Real Ghost Stories Online Singers, a very special holiday selection that's going to be a favorite of yours and mine for years to come. And it's inspired from an episode that would have just aired very recently, where we talked about the Christmas carp, Carol's Christmas carp.
This is going to be
a family tradition, one you're going to want to get the kids around the radio for. And get some cocoa, some marshmallows, and of course, the carp and a fork. So that's coming up. But first, let's go to a caller and hear a real ghost story. Hi.
This is Katie from Colorado, and I'm calling in about an experience or kind of like a story that happened to me when I was in middle school. So just some background. I've always sort of been sensitive to this stuff, but more in the sense of, when I walk into a house or a room, I can kind of tell if there's like a energy or a presence or vaguely around those lines. Anyway, I always thought everyone could do it until I started to slowly realize other people couldn't. So the actual story part, this happened in middle school when I started becoming friends with this girl that I'm really good friends with now. And it was one of the first times that I went over to her house. Now, she has this beautiful house in right on the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. So it's a really great location. It's a pretty, I wouldn't say it's a big house, but it used to be a ranch home. And she actually lives on a farm, so there's not many neighbors nearby. So the house was built in 1916, so it's almost 100 years old. And her parents got it about 15 years ago, and they rebuilt it. Not rebuilt it. They refurbished it and put in, made it nice and so on and so forth. So when I first went to her house, I could tell that there was definitely ghosts or spirits or something just kind of checking me out and just seeing who I was and like what I was doing there. I know that sounds weird, but when I go there now, I don't feel them watching me as much. I think they're just wanting to see what I was doing at the house. So me and my friend, when we were in middle school, we used to watch the Paranormal State and all of these TV shows. And we thought, you know, it would be fun if we do an EVP, because she knew that her house was haunted. Cause when she was alone at the house, she would hear footsteps in her parents' bedroom. She thought that was super creepy. So we go to her house and we do research on the property first to figure out if there was any mysterious deaths or so on and so forth for the house to be haunted. And apparently one of the founding, when they built the house, the person who built it had a son, and his name was Michael. And Michael mysteriously disappeared. They don't know if he died, that there was never a body found, but he just kind of disappeared off of the face of the planet. And his room was down in the basement. So we decided to do EVPs upstairs in her parents' bedroom. And then we go downstairs into the basement. Now, this is interesting because it was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 in the afternoon. It wasn't at night because we were both pretty scared to do it at night. Anyway, so we go down in the basement. We start to get down there. There's a big staircase, and the staircase is big in the sense that it's pretty wide. And they had that like it because they used to store things down there in the cold winters when the house was first built. So pretty wide staircase. They had the original wood, so it's a little bit creaky when you go downstairs. So you get into the basement. It's not completely refurbished. And you walk towards the back of the basement, and that's where this kid, Michael, he wasn't a kid. He was a young adult when he went missing. Used to live. So that was his room. And it's a really small room, and it's right underneath the staircase. And there's this big mirror that her parents, for some reason, decided to put right there. So you jump whenever you see yourself and you turn the corner. There's not a door. And I think you could fit a twin-size mattress in there. You can fit a desk. You can fit anything else. And the ceiling is kind of slanted because of the stairs. Anyway, maybe it's a little bit too descriptive on how his room was like. So when you go into that tiny space, you kind of feel like there's someone there. So we set up the camera. We put up our little phones and have them on voice record. And we start asking questions. Nothing really happens. We don't notice anything. And so we're like, okay. So I leave her house the next day. And she's like, okay, I'm going to review the footage tonight. I'll call you if anything happens. So she's at her house alone, or not alone. Her parents are upstairs, but it's around 12 o'clock at night, and she's reviewing the footage. She has this big bowl of popcorn that she's eating, so I'm watching the footage. And then we're asking questions, and we both, I noticed this when I was rewatching it, but we both ask, why did you mysteriously disappear at the same time? And then she hears, she hears because she's watching the footage first. She hears silence, like it's clear as day. I can hear it, and it sounds like a man speaking, saying silence. And she flips out, popcorn goes everywhere, and she calls me 12 o'clock at night. I was luckily not asleep, and she's like, Katie, there is something. Oh my God, we got something. So a couple of days later, I go back to her house, and I review the footage, and I'm like, what the heck happened? Because usually with the spirit stuff, I'm like, well, I feel this way, but there's no way to prove it, so I don't know. And an interesting thing about the video is I've showed it to almost every Matt family member in my house, and they all think I'm crazy. But it's weird because my dad and somebody else, I don't remember, but they can't hear the voice, even though, like, I can hear it, my friend can hear it, or my sister can hear it, but some people don't actually hear the EVP, and it's really weird. So I'm wondering, you guys should watch it and see what happens. And I also was wondering, wanting your guys' opinion about silence. Was that towards why he disappeared? Was it because he needed to be silenced? Or was he like, these teenage girls need to stop bothering me and get out of my house or get out of my room or whatever? Anyway, I would really like your thoughts, and I appreciate you airing the video. I mean, airing this, if you do. Well, I hope you guys have a nice day. Bye.
Thank you for sharing that with us. That's interesting with the idea of some people not hearing it. Obviously, if we could, you know, you put it into a wave form, you could see if there's anything there. But I mean, I could see it if it's, you know, I'm guessing it's probably something where there's something there, but it's like some people are hearing a voice, some people right. are hearing white noise, you know, more than
and
anything
I think
else.
That, I think a lot of times with EVPs, you would say you, Todd, went out and got an EVP, and then you tell me, here it's silence. And then I'm listening for silence, and I hear silence. And because you see that a lot on the paranormal pages, different groups on Facebook, where they're sharing something, and they're like, did you hear it? And I'm like, I'm not hearing it. Yeah. And other people in the comments are like, oh my God, I can't believe that. And I'm like, I don't hear it at all.
Yeah.
And so sometimes I think the suggestion of, did you hear silence? Mm-hmm. And maybe they did hear silence. They didn't hear anything. Like,
well, I mean,
maybe works two ways.
That's how our brains work. I mean, by the suggestion of, you know, that's why it's like, it's best if you're going to do it to just be like, I'm not going to tell you what to listen for. Just tell me what you hear.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. Or even a lot of times people do that when they're investigating, you see something mm-hmm. instead of saying, hey, did you see ABC? They'll say, okay, you write down what you just saw and I'll write down what I just saw and then see if that matches.
I like that. Mm-hmm. What, when you're going back through hours of footage and stuff of investigations, I mean, yes, you can sit there and watch it all, but do you, or do you look more so for anomalies in like the waveform or something?
I think when it comes to audio, there's some settings, especially in Adobe Audition, that you can use that will kind of allow you to see where there might be something.
Okay.
I think if you're really doing a good job, you do listen to the whole thing, because I've had situations where, and I've got bad hearing because of being in radio. So I'll listen to something that's maybe an hour long and I will hear nothing. And then somebody else will say, oh, you didn't hear this at 1 minute in, or you didn't hear this at 45. And then you go back and listen. You're like, okay, now I do hear it. So I think, you know, you really should listen to it all. But yeah, there's some cheats that you can try and take on that stuff.
But I do think you can listen and watch it if you're like listening to it in Adobe. And I do think that helps, because you usually see something there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be, you know, a little more evidence sometimes. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, but sometimes I get it where it's like, you can look at the wave and someone's like, oh, there is something, but it'd be really hard to see it sometimes.
It's the same way with pictures. People will be like, do you see what's in the window? And I'm like, it looks like maybe the window's a little dirty. Maybe the light's kind of reflecting strangely off the window. And other people are like, oh my God, it's a demon.
Yeah.
And I'm not seeing that at all.
I'm horrible at the image. Do you see? No, I don't. And even like when they're like, see, it's right there. I'm like, yeah, maybe I'm too skeptical, or maybe I'm just too realistic on what the other possibilities could be. I mean, I've certainly seen some where I'm like, yeah, there's definitely something. But when it's, I mean, there's, I get it. If you get something and you're like, you really want it to be something, but sometimes it's just not. And it's good to have an outside opinion and someone who's not just like going to try and like just tamper you down, but more like honest of just like, if it's there, it's there. I'll tell you. But sometimes it's, I'd say more than not when I see them, it's like, I don't know.
We talked a little bit about this the other day, actually on the true crime side, about your brain trying to get from point A to point B. And so it sometimes fills that in.
Yeah.
And a lot of times in paranormal, same thing. We call it matrixing when you look at something and you see something within that, you know, it's kind of, I know we've talked about before, like tiling in a bathroom or wood grain. Sometimes you'll see something in the wood grain and it's always there.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I kind of attribute it to as well. You're probably saying reflection of a tree or, you know, maybe in this, even the sun in the sky, and it's creating something that's not quite there.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and I think that's why, here's an example. So we were talking, you know, about tiles a while back, you know, floor tile.
Yeah.
And I've said that, you know, if I've been smoking something, sometimes, you know, and I only do what's legal. You'll look at things I'm late to the game. I know most of you figured this out in high school. You know, on linoleum, but I'm discovering it in my 40s for the first time. The floor tiles, the different patterns, things will stand out differently to you sometimes when you have that. I think each person, you know, depending on what their brain chemistry is, we all see things a little bit differently. That's like when you look at art or something like that, people appreciate things differently and see things differently. And this may really stand out to somebody, or this may be like the most obtrusive, like, to somebody too. It's all how we process it and the state that our brain is in at the time of that processing. That's my look. So anyway, get your brain in a state for processing this shit. This is the new Christmas song that's sweeping the nation. I believe it's number one this week on Casey's Countdown from AM/FM Radio Networks.
Despite it's June.
Yep. From Westwood One. Here we go. This is Christmas Carp. We should do a little setup here.
So yeah, I was just going to say, we should let people know what this is about.
Okay, so another episode earlier, we were talking with Carol, and she was telling us a tragic story of stealing carp from a lake.
I didn't steal them, I fished them
she
out.
She fished carp from a lake. She relocated them to a bathtub and got in trouble for it.
In the haunted house that we lived in.
Yes.
And we were talking about people that eat carp, people that don't eat carp, why do some people eat blah, blah, blah. So I looked it up. I looked up, you know, which nations eat carp. And as soon as I pulled that up, the Wikipedia said Christmas carp. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it talked about the fact that people in Central Europe, specifically Germany, do have carp for Christmas, but they keep it in a bathtub to get some of the muddiness out of the taste.
Which is really what I was doing. I put them in a bathtub.
Yes, of course you were. Yep. Of course you were.
I was just thinking about Christmas, even though it was the middle of the summer, but still.
In an effort to rewrite history, we are saying that Carol was trying to get the muddiness out of the carp for a future date of Christmas, to which she got in trouble from her mother.
Yes, right. Yes. And I did get in trouble.
And the rest of the song takes artistic license. So here is, with events based on a true story, but not a true story. So it's artistic. So
loosely based on
this
a true
is
story.
Exactly. So this is a Christmas carp on American Top 40.
It was Christmas Eve, I was only 8 years old. Mama was screaming about the heat and the cold. I went down to the lake with my bucket and my wish. Caught a big old carp swimming under the ice. Brought him home, put him in the bathtub real nice. Thought he'd make a good Christmas meal, thought it would be right. Mama came in and saw the fish swimming around.
That did happen.
She lost her damn mind.
That did happen.
Started screaming loud.
That happened.
Christmas. Christmas carp, Christmas carp. She hit me with a spoon and called me a stupid little dreamer.
Oh, she poor said, Carol.
You dumb child, what the hell is wrong with you? We don't eat nasty river fish. That's something crazy people do. She flushed my dreams right down with the toilet swirl. Threw the carp out in the yard like a broken girl. Now mama's drinking eggnog, yelling at the wall. Histrionic chaos like she does every Christmas at all. This is what I said. Dear Jesus, it's Carol. Please hear my prayer tonight. Mama's been so mean. She's always screaming and fighting. She hates my Christmas carp. She hates everything I do. So Jesus, could you take her home? To be. I know it's Christmas, but
I wasn't ready for that.
Be okay. Mama met you tonight and never came back the next day.
Oh, man.
Christmas carp, Christmas carp, Christmas carp. I just wanted to feed my family. That's all. And maybe let we can finally eat that carb in peace. Merry Christmas, Jesus. Please kill my mother.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Oh. It was a little twist on the Christmas shoes.
Oh. Like I said, that's going to be a holiday favorite for years. Oh, my God.
How could it not be? How could it not be? And everybody can relate. Who hasn't prayed to Jesus for that?
Christmas carp!
I just wanted to feed my family.
You just wanted to feed your family. It's actually touching and fairly relatable.
Yeah. I wasn't ready for it. For her to be praying to Jesus to kill her mom. that came from nowhere. I was like, dang, girl.
She is
attached to this Christmas carp idea in a big way.
Well, I think the Christmas carp represented more to her than it did her mother. And that's what it turns out. This is the beginning of a Dateline episode right there.
Sure shit.
The Christmas carb.
I hope Keith Morrison does it.
Just going to say.
Like for one of the location shots, he's in a diner. They eat Christmas carb here every year. It's quite delicious. Like it's falling down his face and shit. It'd be great.
I don't want Josh to do it. Josh Mankiewicz, he always sounds like he's really drunk. He does.
There's next another song. Why is he always drunk?
who was the announcer on Price is Right?
Oh, Johnny Olsen.
Johnny Olsen or Josh Mankiewicz? That's the game.
There you go. Josh or Johnny?
Josh or Johnny? Who said it?
Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, all that stuff, check it out, Apple Podcast or Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online to get access to all of that. Spread the word about Christmas carp. You know, that is...
please, yes.
That is a song to cherish for years to come. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online. Amen.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Transform your home in one weekend and save big money at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's semi-transparent wood sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. Save big money on Thompson's water seal products. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.